Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show on Thursday, October 25th, 2012. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. The South Bay Show is brought to you by ElectricSafe.com. Do you back up your computer? Are your precious digital photos safe? Well, if you do back up, then you're part of the 1/5, 20% of computer users worldwide that have a computer disaster plan. That leaves 4 out of 5 of you that don't. You have life insurance. Shouldn't you have digital life insurance? Protect your computer against hard drive crashes, flood, theft, fire, viruses, and accidental deletion. Where do you store your electric treasures? Well, in an electric safe, electricsafe.com. Visit them today. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you're warm because it's a little chilly in the South Bay today.
Yes, I'm plenty warm.
No, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. First time your husband turned on the heat this season, right?
Yes, it is. It's a little hot in here, so.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, now we know Jackie's warm. We could turn to our guests, which, you know, one of our favorite things, Jackie, is to eat.
That's right. One of our favorite topics. Our guest this morning is Andy DeGurgis. Andy is the proprietor of Tapas and Vino Restaurant, located in the heart of Riviera Village. Andy fell in love with wine at the age of 13 when he mustered up the courage to ask his father for a taste of what he was drinking and knew from that moment he had found something very special. Since then, Andy has pursued his passion for wine through education and research. In 1998, Andy opened his first retail store in Palos Verdes. Wanting to offer more, he then opened the Gourmet Cheese and Wine Market in the Galleria Mall. A small bar and wine tasting room offered him the opportunity to share his passion and knowledge with his customers. 3 years later, he opened the wine bar at Hollywood and Highland. He had just decided to open a full-service restaurant when he came upon a vacant space in Riviera Village. Having traveled extensively, both domestically and internationally, he and his wife liked the concept of wine paired with good tapas in 2011, they opened Tapas and Vino. Andy resides in Redondo Beach with his wife, where they have raised their 2 children. He is an active member of the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and a local philanthropic partner. Welcome to the show, Andy. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Nice of you to have me.
Well, thank you for joining us, Andy. It's a pleasure to have another small businessman from the South Bay on the show. We talk with a lot of restaurateurs. And, you know, it's the heartbeat of the South Bay, the restaurants and the places to go to gather. So tell me, when did Tapas and Vinos first begin?
Let's see, we actually broke ground in the late 2010, got our doors open early 11, and never looked back. It's been quite a few days, quite a few months of fun, and it continues to be.
Oh, wait, so you've only been open just about 2 years now?
Just slightly over 2 years, yeah.
Just slightly over 2 years. Yeah, I thought it was longer than that, huh? Okay.
Yeah, so, it took us a little bit of time to put it together, but physically open a little bit over 2 years.
So that's not very long now. You're new. You're still new.
We are indeed.
Yeah.
We are indeed.
Has the menu changed at all since you opened, or is it established in your mind? Was it established in your mind exactly what you wanted to do when you opened?
You know, we took a fairly sophisticated guess at it, but our menu keeps evolving. It's tapas, it's fun, it's fresh food that literally kind of lends itself to for you to consistently keep your menu kind of moving. We have definitely changed it once in a full way, but we constantly pick at it and add things on there that for people to have fun with.
Right. It's a Spanish tradition, is it not? The concept of tapas. Let's start at the beginning. We know what vino is, but right. what are tapas?
Well, by definition, the way I look at it, it is probably the most non-committal cuisine that you can ever have. It's something that you can enjoy plenty without having to have a lot of food in front of you. It's the variety of it that it offers. It obviously originated in Spain. There's two schools of thought on that. One that says back in the old days, as people were having a drink, they walked away from drinks from their drink where they're sitting at, and they've actually topped their wine glass or whatever it is that they were drinking with something. And obviously, tapa in Spanish by definition is to cover or a lid on something or to cover something. And as they come back, be it a piece of bread or whatever it is that they've used to top their glasses with, they've eaten that along with something else. And it and from that point forward, tapas was born in that region. Other definition is obviously tapas is a fairly small portions of food that is served in various types of food, be it seafood, meats, poultry, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept that, you know, this this is one of the fascinating things about food is that this particular kind of cuisine grew up around drinking sherry, sweet sherry, and people covered the sherry with something because of they wanted to prevent it from flies from flying around into their drinks, mm-hmm. and also they wanted a savory these restaurants and pubs wanted a savory kind of food that would encourage more drinking, make the people more thirsty, and this is how it evolved. So give us an example of a classic tapas menu item.
Well, we've got a few. One that pops right into my head is the lamb lollipops, for example. It's if you're a fan of lamb, it's probably one of the most delicious tapas that you could have. It's mouth-watering, it's delicious. It's fairly tender. It's done in a with a little bit of hint of a North African flair to it in terms of its spice, and it just kind of liven up the taste of the lamb. Occasionally, we run some fresh sardines here and there, and it's probably about as authentic as it gets when it comes to tapas. And fresh sardines and eel is really two dishes where typically served throughout anywhere in Spain. And it's though it's not your obviously most known dish locally here, but it's something to kind of try to approach the folks with it and try to kind of let them, push the envelope with it a little bit and let them try and taste what some of the real authentic tapas are all about.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, I am not a fan of sardines, but I've had those lamb lollipops. I think every time I've gone in there,
yeah.
I've started with the lamb lollipops.
Yeah.
They are mouth-watering.
Now, this is an appetizer or part
yes,
of a main dish?
It's an appetizer. It's finger food.
Finger food.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, I love the location. Obviously, you have seating outside in the front.
We do.
And so in the summer, obviously, that's wonderful. It looks very inviting. Do you have a chef, or do you grow your chefs in house?
No, actually, we have a chef. Jose Franco is our chef. Jose has been around the South Bay area roughly for about 24 years. Worked in various restaurants and comes with a wealth of knowledge when it comes to food in general. Tapas is something that that was fairly near and dear to my heart, and he kind of grew into that field. Him being Hispanic by background, it kind of it just made perfect sense in his world, and we both saw that vision lacking in the South Bay area as a whole, and kind of understood where we're going with it. It didn't take much to kind of bring Jose aboard in terms of what is it that we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So it's been a fun ride to date.
That's wonderful.
Joe, I want to ask you: are you a fan of tapas?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that this is the, when I first came to California, one of the things that, I'm from Chicago, and although there's a large Hispanic population in Chicago, this kind of food, tacos and tamales and taquitos and so forth was not a real part of my history before coming to Southern California, but I think of the classic tacos and burritos and taquitos and so forth as the best fast food ever. It can be healthy and it's can be extremely delicious. And this is the best fast food. And I see tapas as sort of a similar kind of food. It can be a small appetizer. It can be a main course, but never heavy and never. I mean, it's not like I don't think of tapas. When I think of tapas, I don't think of steak and lobster and a big soup, a southern dish like bouillabaisse or what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the
paella.
Yes, that's heavy and big. This is something you eat with friends, you eat at a party, you eat while you're watching sports or watching some event. Yes, this is what I think.
I just asked because it's my favorite way to eat. I don't like a big dish of pasta or a bit. I prefer to graze.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of tapas, the whole concept.
I do
believe that that is practically almost how everybody eats nowadays.
Yeah.
We no longer subscribe to the 22-ounce steak and 12 pounds of mashed potatoes on your plate. Those days have been and gone, and it's not that I have anything against steaks or anything like that, but it just we no longer eat in that fashion. And it is really an amazing way to allow us to taste as much food as possible without having to commit to a fairly large plate. It's a great pastime.
I have a problem with commitment, I guess.
I think that you're right. Andy, that's the key. You're right that this is kind of a very good trend, and one that you can exploit as a restaurateur, that people can come in and perhaps share with friends. I mean, that's another concept, is that you're there with friends and they have a little something and you have a little something and you can share a bit of what everyone has. You can still have a meal and be full, but not bloated and not stuffed, and that's very key. That's very key for today.
Absolutely. And you know, for those, we obviously do not want to alienate anyone. For those that do want, you know, a larger portion, or, you know, we have a few entrees on hand that that are just as delicious. It ranges anywhere from a really tasty filet to a rack of lamb to an amazing black cod that's a piece of fish that just it's probably one of the most wonderful pieces of fish out on the market today. It's you know, to a pasta dish, to obviously paella, which tends to be probably what ties this whole thing together. It's such a dish that's it's big, it's tasty, and it's it can be had by, you know, we typically serve it for two people. So again, you're not going to be done with in a fashion where you can't breathe anymore. It's you know, you have a good meal, but not overly stuffed when it's all said and done.
Right. So okay, now after you raised your children here in the South Bay.
Correct.
And so how long have you lived in the South Bay, Andy?
Gosh, since October 78.
Okay. So a long time in the South Bay. What was the spark that said, I want to get into small business, I want to open a restaurant? What take us through that. What was happening in 2008, 2009 that said, you know, I'm looking for something?
Well, the fact that I have been a big fan of wine and food for a number of years, and having to have the retail store as far as wine is concerned, and having to have the gourmet cheese and wine bar, the South Bay Galleria, and so on and so forth, it kind of it was good, but it was not good enough in terms of I had fun with it, but it was not enough for me. There was always something else to do. I felt that there was always something else to offer, and I just kept on poking at it, and right. Tapas in general was a way of how my wife and I would love to eat. Often enough, if we go out to a restaurant and eat, our meal becomes a bunch of different appetizers, because of the fact that locally there wasn't anything being offered in that fashion. So we'll just have 5-6 different appetizers, and that's dinner.
Right.
And looked around, and it just came to a point where I almost had to take matters into my own hands, and I did. One is because of that's what I enjoyed and I loved, and two was the fact that we really lacked it in the South Bay area. We did not have anything to be offered in that fashion there, and then I wanted to share, the various flavors of food, as well as the pairing of wine that goes with it, and just kind of went down that road and haven't looked back, and don't have any, any desire to look back anytime soon.
No, absolutely. I mean, the Riviera is a key place in the South Bay for restaurants. It really is becoming the happening place. I think it's sort of balancing on the south end, what's happening in El Segundo and Manhattan Beach very, very well. I mean, we have some very fine restaurants, and we've talked with several restaurateurs recently, like Mario Martinoli,
sure,
who's begun in the Riviera and has big plans. They really are some great things going on.
Yep, he's my neighbor.
Yes, he's your neighbor, and a good friend of the South Bay Show, and we're just so thrilled that he's got the, as he says, he's got the bug again, and he wants to do something, special, and I can hear in your voice that you're excited still after 2 years. Running a restaurant is a tough business. I know for a fact that it's long hours and there you are right there in the middle of a hot area in Southern California. So you're in the right place. It's got to be a lot of work.
We're just beginning. I think it's we're barely beginning right now. I think we've worked most of the bugs out. I think we're at a stage right now where we got the operation dialed in, and people understand what we're all about today, and the kind of food we serve, and the atmosphere we provide, and it's a matter of now just keep on pushing that envelope and be able to share a bunch of different things that otherwise it would have been impossible to have done that early on when we first opened the doors. I think by now we've got a pretty good rapport with most of our guests that come through here, and people trust our taste in whatever we do, be it the way we prepare our food or the glass of wine that we serve next to it, and it's really refreshing as well as rewarding to constantly see people coming through the door and get to a point where it's like, oh, just please ask Andy to bring us a bottle of wine, and they don't even bother looking at the menu, and that goes with some families that we get in here. They'll come through and essentially just say, you know, let the chef do his thing, and we'll let you know when we're done. And
yeah.
It's really rewarding to see that happening.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing when people trust you to serve them and their friends, and I think in the tapas sort of way of eating, it's possible to do that. Where it may not
absolutely
be entrees.
It's fairly easy once you understand and learn the person's palate and know what they like, and it's really having fun with it. I think our chef tends to you can see the excitement and the look on his face when he gets average of a couple 2 to 3 tables a night. They just basically say, let him do his thing. We're just gonna put our hands up when we're done and when we're full. So it's rewarding as well as It tends to keep your fuel and your passion going to what you do, and it when people do appreciate it in that fashion, it's just you can't help but get more creative with it.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. So now, Andy, now things, as you say, are getting dialed in, and you're happy with the decor, and you're happy with the service, and the food is fabulous. So now what's next? What's next for Tapas and Vino?
Well, we've got a bunch of different things happening in here. One of them is starting our brunch a week from this week, and to run on both days, Saturday and Sunday. We want to kind of offer some new things in that arena. Our lunches are definitely getting momentum. And we're trying as much as we can to offer new items and new things to enjoy and have fun with. So the most focused item right now that we're kind of working on is brunch and getting brunch together and allow us to open a bit early and to allow people to come in and enjoy the place in a different facet early on, and just kind of allow people to experience it in a different light, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Andy, you just said the magic word. Brunch is my favorite meal of the week. That is the magic word, brunch.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now,
good.
Are you planning to do a menu or a buffet style brunch?
It's definitely going to be a menu. We found it to be it's easier for people to you're giving them a choice, and you're not just letting the food sit around. And the way we think of food, you got to serve it directly out of the kitchen, and you can't let stuff sit around and for you to get up and scoop off of it and go back to your seat. And it just, we want to serve you. We want to take care of you when you come through here. So our idea of it is just, you know, individually put a bunch of different items on there and just let you, you know, have the choice at it.
You know, it's interesting that whole buffet style brunch thing has really fallen out of favor. Not as many people are doing it. I mean, that used to be the standard. Mm-hmm. And I over the last 5 years or so, that's changed quite a bit.
Now, why do you think that is? Because I don't people really, you know, enjoy that sort of buffet style?
You know something, you know, as I said, it was the only time, for many, many years, that was the only way people served brunch. So you didn't have a choice. And we stopped going to that years ago, quite frankly, because if you're paying $25 per person, I don't eat that $25 worth of food. I don't eat that much food. So it didn't make sense for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for everybody else, but I think that has something to do with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a big guy and you eat a lot of food, but as Andy said, we're not eating like that as much as we used to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that might be part of why it fell out of favor.
I see. Yeah. That makes sense. So, yes.
Well, I was just going to add to what was said is the fact that you one, obviously not everybody eats in that fashion. Two, it's prefixed, and it's you're almost having to eat what they cook for you, essentially.
Right.
And then having a menu in your hand, you're basically picking and choosing through what you want to eat, not what everybody else wants you to eat.
Right.
Will this be a tapas brunch? Will there be tapas on the brunch menu?
Definitely. We'll mix it up enough to allow you to have a few breakfast items with a bit of a twist to them. And then obviously, you know, a few tapas and, you know, a few lunch items. So it kind of gives you the best of all worlds and you know, gives you a choice at the end of the day.
Right.
I like it.
It sounds great. We're talking with restaurateur Andy DeGurgis. Is that right?
That is correct.
Did I get it right? DeGurgis.
Yes, you did.
Okay. From Tapas and Vino, 1729 South Catalina in Redondo in the Riviera. And their phone number, let me click on Contact Us. It's really big. Their phone number, 310-791-8200. That's 310-791-8200. And we're having a great conversation about tapas and vino. And we'd love for you to call in if you want to ask Andy a question. You can call us right here on the air and talk to Andy at 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. We haven't been giving out the phone number as much as we should, so yes, you can call us if you're listening live and ask Andy a question. So I think now what we should do is let's just get this out of the way. We have a sponsor we'd like to thank, don't we, Jackie?
We certainly do. British Choice is a professional cleaning service operating out of El Segundo and serving the greater South Bay area. Owner Jacqueline Fortune, originally from London, England, launched her company right here in the South Bay in 1986. The business is a family affair with Jacqueline and other family members working alongside and overseeing the staff. Now, I've been using their service for years, and what I like about British Choice is that a large crew shows up, anywhere from 5, 9, 10 people, and they clean my entire house in about an hour. How much time they spend obviously depends on the size of your home, but the point is they work quickly and efficiently. Many times I'll have something that needs particular attention, and because of the size of their team, they're able to handle any special needs. They work around your schedule and are extremely efficient. The prices are very reasonable, and they go the extra mile to keep your home sparkling. British Choice is an established South Bay business, licensed and bonded. Call 310-676-9053 for a free consultation. Now, if you mention the South Bay Show or my website, South Bay by Jackie, you get a 25% discount on your first cleaning service. British Choice is the right choice for all your cleaning needs.
Yes, they are, and it's wonderful to have them as a sponsor. So now, Andy, I want to ask you, you know, the crack question, but we've covered a lot of different topics. What would you say most people don't know about tapas and vino that you think is a great thing? What is it that some people just don't know when they walk in, they have a meal, but they haven't experienced the great thing?
Well, it's I think a lot of people are under the impression that our cuisine lends itself to be only had at dinner time. Mm. Meanwhile, you can enjoy a lot of things during lunch, and for some reason, people just kind of think of the place as a dinner get together, but it's really an all day affair where we're obviously open from 11 o'clock every day, all the way until 10 o'clock, and it's we don't close in between. It's a continuous operation that goes through, and I just would like for people to know that you could enjoy it at any given time. You don't have to wait until, you know, 6:30 in the evening to come out and enjoy some tapas.
Yeah, right. So how do we get more people out there during the lunch hour?
It's a really interesting question. Riviera is a unique area that is pocketed in a sense, and it's you know, very dense in terms of residential. So businesses are not really that dense around here, and so we totally rely on our locals to come out and enjoy lunches in here, and I suppose it's a matter of reaching out a bit more and increasing the visibility of us serving lunch and having unique items for them to enjoy.
Right. I think that's true. I think restaurants try all kinds of things like lunch specials and 2-for-1 deals and that kind of thing. But if you don't have the traffic in the area at that time, and every area has that sort of that pattern of traffic at different times, there's not much you can do, really. You have to generate that traffic, and so that's up to the area as a whole to figure out a way to generate more lunchtime traffic.
Right. And it's we're constantly poking at it and trying to create the type of an environment, and it's our patio lends itself to that type of an atmosphere. Patio is really, you know, we've got the only covered patio on Catalina or in all of the Riviera. Everybody else's patio is essentially open, so you get impacted by heat or rain, for that matter. We're in our case, it's covered patio, but you are outside still, so you get to enjoy everything without missing out on anything and being, you know, allowing the sun to beam down on you or the rain for that matter. So it's fairly conducive. It has a fairly unique fire pit that's on one side of it, which even in a chilly day you can still enjoy that, and it just really adds a beautiful touch to the ambiance of the place.
Well, it's your time, Andy, your season. Coming up now with the fall weather and maybe a little more rain.
but even more importantly, and this is a big pet peeve of mine, as Andy mentioned, several, if not most, of the restaurants in Riviera Village, in all of the South Bay, excuse me, in all of California, those sidewalk tables, you can't be served alcohol out there. It has to be an enclosed area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anytime, lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever, if I go down to one of these places and I sit at an outside table, it's a beautiful day, you want to sit out in the sun, the waiter or waitress comes over to you and says, you know, hello, hands you the menus, and oh, by the way, you can't be served alcohol out here.
Really?
Which, oh, yeah. That's the state law. It has to be enclosed in some way.
Well,
so,
now, Andy's patio is enclosed.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's the difference.
But it's outside. It's completely covered. You could sit there if it's pouring out. He doesn't have the tables on the street like most of them do. I've heard rumor that they're trying to get that changed. Mm-hmm. Where they can, well, not the law about that, but talking about it, extending the sidewalks in the Riviera, mm-hmm. so that the restaurants can do these enclosures for their patios. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. So Andy has a little bit of an edge there.
It definitely helps our cause, that's for sure. And God knows when this is going to take place, but there's been talk about it. People discussed it. There are plans in the city,
They got to get OSHA involved. So you're looking at 10 years down the road. So,
yeah. Yeah.
until then, we'll just live, laugh, and enjoy some tapas y vino.
Yes. Now, Jackie, we interviewed someone from the Riviera Businessmen's Association?
Riviera Business Improvement District. Yes. Michael, from Harmony Works. Michael.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm forgetting his last name. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Are you a member of that group, Andy?
I am. I'll take that back. I sit on it here and there. I am not an official. I am an active part of it. I do plan on becoming part of it because we've got a lot to do. The Riviera has such a great synergy happening right now. I think in the last 3.5-4 years, there's been at least 5-6 different new locations developed, and they're all unique in their own way. And there's lots of things that can be done. We wanna continue on and having that momentum, and keep on pushing to really get the village to be what it really should be. I envision with any kind of luck and people's support, I envision this to become a little promenade, and where people can actually come out and hang out and really have a lot to do, mm-hmm. aside from the fact of having to just drive up to go to a particular restaurant and then turn around and leave. There's lots of activities that can take place in here. We all collectively got to be smart about it and really push forward in that direction and give people a choice. I'm a total believer. The more of a choice you give, the more people you draw, the more that we're all benefit out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
As you look at the Riviera compared to, let's say, the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that would go very well there, I think, would be a movie theater. Mm-hmm. I think a movie theater anchored either at the southern end, would be ideal. And, movie theaters today don't have to be as large as they used to be. They can be quite much smaller. You could have a 40 or 50 seat theater, maybe a couple of them, back to back, that would be profitable, and obviously draw lots of people in. And then once they get out, they have to do something. Maybe a drink, maybe a tapas, maybe vino.
Joe, I'm vetoing you on that.
Oh yeah, really?
Oh yeah. I don't like that idea at all.
Oh really?
No, I don't care for that at all.
Controversy.
Yes, sorry.
Why, Jackie?
Well, first off, nobody's going to open a small theater.
Yeah.
And I just don't see Regal 18, planted anywhere near the village. No. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't agree with that. By the way, Michael Morales from Harmony Works.
There you go.
I think he's the president of the Business Improvement District. I
yes,
believe
yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know something? That Business Improvement, they have done a fantastic job of you know, pulling the entire Riviera together. You know, they've done a ton of beautification projects, and they really put together a schedule of events that one of the biggest ones is next week, the Halloween trick or treat.
Correct.
I mean, that is huge. Mm-hmm. I remember when Andy, I literally live up the street. I've been living here in Riviera Village for over 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
And so I remember when that started. I remember when I was at the first holiday stroll. I was at the first Halloween trick-or-treat. You know, uh-huh. I remember when these things started, and they have done such a great job of putting these events on, promoting them. Joe, if you have not been to that trick-or-treat, thousands,
wow,
thousands and thousands of children and families come out for this. It's the Halloween event in the South Bay.
That is so true. I think we range anywhere between 6,000 to 8,000 people that walk up and down the that little street here, and it's you know we literally it shuts down from Avenue I, I think, all the way up to Palos Verdes, and it's a really nice big old block party with tons of kids having fun and people enjoying themselves in terms of food and beverages, and it's just it's a great get together for all.
It is.
Right.
It is. It's a great event. And as I said, they have several great events, and I'll be down there this Wednesday. I'm thinking about coming in costume. So
beautiful. Beautiful.
Jackie in costume. Okay.
I'm thinking about it.
Who are you going as? Me.
That will be a surprise. I like
there
to go out
go.
In costumes where nobody recognizes me. So. But then I can get away with things.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
but I have a ton of friends coming down for it.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy, it's been great visiting with you and talking about tapas and vino. We really appreciate you being on the show today.
I likewise, I truly appreciate the opportunity to share a bit of my passion with you and Jackie and the rest of the listeners. I look forward to participate in this again and continue on sharing my love affair / passion with everybody, and you know, thank you for allowing me the time and giving me the opportunity to do so.
Yes, well, again, it's our pleasure. It's
what we're all about.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
Yeah, and we love doing that. And your website is great. It's tapasyvino.com, tapasyvino.com.
That's correct.
And it's a beautiful thing. Now, hang on, Andy, while we talk about what's going on in the South Bay, and we'll be back to you with some more questions. But, Jackie, what's going on around town?
There's some fun stuff going on. The annual ART 90266 auction will be held at Shade Hotel in Manhattan Beach tonight, Thursday, October 25th, to raise money to send every second and third grader in the Redondo Beach Unified School District, that's approximately 1,400 children, to the renowned Los Angeles County Museum of Art, known as LACMA, organized by LA25, a network of entrepreneurial South Bay professionals. The ART 90266 fundraiser is a live auction of fine art, photography, and mixed media by world-class artists from within and around the South Bay. The money raised will go to the Redondo Beach Education Foundation, which will help arrange the excursions with the school district. Many of the ART 90266 contributing artists have works displayed at prestigious national galleries, including LACMA, the New York Museum of Modern Art, the Smithsonian Institution's National Portrait Gallery, and the Houston Museum of Fine Art. For more information, visit the website at www.thela25.com. That's the, T-H-E-L-A-25, that's 25.com. The Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center presents the Pumpkin Function, tomorrow night, Friday, October 26th. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live performances by E40, Sugar Free, Il Camille, and others, with sounds provided by DJ B. Hutta. Costumes are encouraged, and food and beverage will be available along with free promotional giveaways. You can order tickets online at www.tix.fantei.com. That's P-H-A-N-T-E-Y-E.com. Or you can call 323-642-8711. Get your funk on just in time for Halloween. The Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center is located at 1955 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Redondo Beach. That sounds like fun. The Pumpkin Function. That's F-U-N-K-T-I-O-N. Get your funk on.
Yeah.
Support local education and children with special needs by signing up for the annual Skechers Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk. This special walk will take place on Sunday, October 28th at 8 a.m. and goes from the Manhattan Beach Pier to the Hermosa Beach Pier and back. Participants can sign up at South Bay Galleria and local Skechers stores. This walk is designed to raise awareness and money for organizations that benefit children throughout the greater South Bay area. These organizations include Education Foundations for Manhattan Beach, Palos Verdes Peninsula, El Segundo, Torrance, Redondo, and Hermosa Beach, as well as the Friendship Circle Organization. You can sign up now through October 28th. To learn more, visit SkechersFriendshipWalk.com. Are you doing that, Joe?
You know, I don't know. I'll have to talk to my my schedule coordinator.
Okay, all right. Okay, now Halloween is next week, and you don't want to miss the Riviera Village Halloween Trick-or-Treat on Wednesday, October 31st. This event has become a Redondo Beach tradition, attracting thousands of children each year to participate in a fun, safe Halloween ritual. Catalina Avenue will be closed to traffic from Avenue I to Palos Verdes Boulevard to accommodate the trolling hordes. Music, face painting, and other entertainment will be on tap throughout the village, and local shops will hand out candy and other treats from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit the website at rivieravillage.org. Okay, now the hottest, most contested race of the year takes place on Sunday, October 28th in Manhattan Beach. The City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department and the Downtown Business and Professional Association proudly present the 22nd Annual Pumpkin Race Festival from noon to 6 p.m. at the Manhattan Beach Pier. This national award-winning event is a favorite with locals and has been a beach city's tradition since 1990. Anyone can enter the race, and pumpkin race car kits are available for $20 at the Live Oak Park Tennis Office while supplies last. I imagine they have run out, but check anyway. The race is fun, easy, and free to enter. No registration is required, and costumes are encouraged. Compete in single elimination, open qualifying from noon to 4 for your chance to race in the championship finals beginning at 4 p.m. Now, if you don't feel the need for speed, there will be plenty of other activities, including a kids' costume parade from 3 to 4. An award ceremony takes place immediately following the finals, with prizes awarded for best of show, best team spirit, best crash, and the coveted championship trophy. Then it's time to sit back and enjoy a sunset concert. So it's time to grab your pit crew and put the pedal to the pumpkin. For more information, visit the website at pumpkinrace.com. Now, have either of you guys been to this?
I have not.
To the pumpkin race?
Truth.
It is so much fun.
Sounds like it.
Wow.
These are real pumpkins, and I guess people, you can buy the kits or you can make your own.
Yeah.
You know, they basically stick an axle through it, put some wheels on it, they decorate them, they, you know, make them aerodynamic, and it's, you know, the base of the pier up the block. So you're going up Manhattan Beach Boulevard, what is it, to Highland?
Yeah.
But not all the way up. It's like halfway down. And it's all roped off, and the bottom half of the street is the race course. And they line the pumpkins up, and they let them go, and they race down to the bottom. It's a lot of fun.
You got me curious.
Some of them crash, and they break up. You know, it's like a, like, what's his name that bashes up the watermelons? Gallagher.
Yeah.
So it's a John and I, we've gone down the last few years just to watch. We have never entered, but one of these days we will.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days we will. Yeah, definitely. Okay, continuing on here. The Torrance Centennial Committee invites everyone to attend the grand finale of the centennial celebration that has been taking place over the last year. A birthday bash will be held on Sunday, October 28th, to mark the 100th birthday of the city of Torrance. The celebration will take place at Wilson Park, located at 2300 Crenshaw Boulevard, just north of Sepulveda Boulevard, from 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. The event features something for everyone. The main stage will be located closest to Crenshaw Boulevard. Several bands will be performing throughout the day with a special appearance by American Idol semifinalist Tim Urban. There will be a children's activity area and free train rides. Softball competitions are scheduled between Rotary and Kiwanis clubs and police and fire departments. As the day draws to a close, there will be a release of 100 white doves to mark Torrance's 100 years. The closing spectacular will feature the 21st Century Skydivers, a group of precision skydivers who will descend into the park. Picnicking space is available at the east end of the park, and there will be an assortment of food trucks available throughout the day. For more information, visit the website at torrancecentennial.org, all spelled out, Torrance Centennial. Okay, you may have noticed, some of whoever's reading my weekend guide, you may have noticed I've recently begun listing movie screenings presented by the South Bay Film Festival on my website, the South Bay Film Society. The society was created to bring the best of new foreign and independent films to the big screen in the South Bay. They screen films shortly after they play art house theaters in West Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and Pasadena, and well before the films are available on DVD. They hold discussions after screenings and hope through these film events to foster connections and friendships between people in the South Bay interested in film and the arts. Tickets are now on sale for The Matchmaker, screening Wednesday, November 14th and Thursday, November 15th at 7:30 at the AMC Rolling Hills Theater. Tickets are $9 and may be purchased through the website at southbayfilmsociety.com. So if you're a fan of foreign and independent films and are tired of driving to the West Side, you'll want to visit the website and see what they've got lined up. Now, these screenings are hugely popular and sell out quickly, so you don't want to wait. As a matter of fact, the Wednesday, November 14th screening sold out immediately, and they just added the 15th. So if you want to do this, you got to jump on it because they sell out very, very quickly. Every month they sell out, so you have to get on it. As always, check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events throughout the South Bay. now, Joe, just to mention programming notes, this week we unveiled our new programming lineup. We moved the Friday show, Preparing for Disaster, we moved that to Tuesdays.
Right.
And on Fridays, tomorrow, we're right. going to start our new music program.
Right.
So we're going to be featuring bands and musicians that are playing at live music venues throughout the South Bay. So that's going to be our Friday show from now on. And I didn't have a chance to speak to you. Do we have somebody lined up? Who do we have lined up for this Friday?
Well, it's still a mystery.
It's a mystery. We like mysteries.
It's going to be a surprise.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But we're certainly either going to have, you know, I'm extending it to be maybe even promoters talking about the music scene. But it's all about live music. Often we're going to have bands and we're going to actually have samples of their music. So it's going to be a music show, but we might extend it into the business of music.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, we've got several local promoters, Mitch Chang.
Right.
Who does a bunch of stuff at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Yeah, it's not just going to be, you know, rock and roll
right.
bar. We're opening it up to all live music
right.
in South Bay. I mean, and then once summer rolls around, we'll get into the concerts that, you know, the outdoor concerts, the concerts in the park, the concerts in the pier,
right.
concerts, you know, all over the place. So, yeah, so we're starting that this week on Fridays. So
yep.
if you're a music fan, you want to listen in.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, Andy, thank you so much. It's been a great show, and I think that people got a really good sort of back room view of what's going on there and what you're about. Thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to do it again.
It's a wonderful way
of giving people, you know, on your email list and your existing fans and so forth, just something that they can share with others. We encourage all of our guests to send this document out to their list and really make it something that people can share with other people. And
Joe, I wanted to ask Andy one more thing.
Sure.
We did touch on this. Andy, I understand that you've been doing wine dinners, type of things. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know you've had a couple of them. I know you've had some guest chefs. You did a charity event a while back with a guest chef.
Absolutely. We try to mix it up with, I live in a community, and I am part of the community before I am a businessman in here. So we're all about community. We're all about, you know, supporting all of the local activities, and we do it through food and wine pairing by inviting various chefs from West Side and other places, and then get some of the wineries to come down here and pair it all up and get people to have fun with it and support whatever cause that we're supporting during the time. We try to make it as much as every 5-6 weeks we will have an event of some kind. And casually, I think we're having an event this Saturday, and kind of midday Saturday, where it's kind of a lazy period during the day, and we offer some wine and tapas to take place, and it's going to be with Peju Winery out of the Napa area, and it's going to be some really fun wine that it ranges anywhere from a Sauvignon Blanc to a Cab Franc to a little bit of Cab and some Merlot, some traditional varietals, but they're very well made, and so we kind of try as much as we can to do that with a lot of the the local vineyards, and that is appealing to the crowd here, and utilize the local farmers market activities through their whatever fresh vegetables and fruits that they bring out on Friday, and we try as much as we can to piggyback off of some of this great fresh stuff and incorporate it into the menu that we're serving.
So this Saturday you're doing this. Give me the time.
That's correct. It's going to be this Saturday, and it's going to be at 3 o'clock, and it's going to go from 3 to 5 o'clock, and it's again by Peju, and we're going to have fun with it, and you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong spending a couple of hours just kind of lounging around on the patio and sipping on some good wines, whether you're familiar with them or not. If you're familiar with them, probably be for the more reason to come out and enjoy some Peju. If not, then come on out and get familiar with it.
How do you spell that, Peju?
P-E-J-U.
And this is it's a winery.
That's correct, out of the Napa area. It's kind of a small producer, but they do a wonderful job with all of their wine.
Wow. Yeah. How much is it to attend the event?
It's going to be $20. We just keep it, at a low cost where it allows everybody to come out. It's middle of the day and it's before dinner. Just kind of come out and enjoy it. And should you want to indulge a bit more, just stick around for dinner.
Joe, we know what you'll be doing Saturday.
You know, that's a very good idea. See, that's the kind of creative idea that I think that people need. To make their businesses work. This is a wonderful idea. I'm gonna absolutely talk to my wife and some friends. $20 a person for a couple of hours of talking and fun and good wine.
Please do. I would love to have you guys come over and enjoy it with us. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
I'll have to stop by.
Please.
Yeah, that's great. What a great idea.
Yeah. It's fun mixing it up with that. It's fun to try the various wine, the new varietals, the stuff to kind of allow people to try otherwise that they wouldn't, you know, go and just grab a bottle off of the shelf and try. And it's good exposure, and it's It's a great pastime.
And it's a good price. I'm glad we remembered to bring that up.
Yes,
me too.
Nice. Tapas and Vino in the Riviera, 1729 South Catalina in Redondo Beach. And we've had a great time talking with Andy DeGurgis. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.